Please be seated, won't you? Well, good evening.
Good evening.
There's a sweet little book called A Prayer for Own Meaning. Have you ever heard of that? It's a book about a child that's sort of messed up, not perfect. And it's a story of his short life, seeking his purpose. And there's a great scene in there when the church, which is an Episcopal church in the book, is having its annual Christmas pageant. And it's supposed to be this perfect moment, you know, for everyone to take pictures and to smile and to think that the world is okay. And the Sunday school teacher is stressed out, the leader of the pageant, and there's also a movie that was made from this. And in the movie, she's out back smoking a cigarette, you know, trying to calm her nerves. And the play is kind of going not quite like it's supposed to. And this little boy who's not perfect, he's small, is the one that they've decided would play Jesus. And he's laying in the manger, and he can't contain himself, and he reaches up, and he grabs Mary and kisses her. And the scene starts to fall apart, and it's a whole mess, and nothing really seems to work out quite like it was supposed to. And his best friend is someone who has kind of been on a soul search. He's trying to find his father. He didn't know who his father was. His mother dies tragically. And they're sort of on quests for the purpose of their life, for their meaning. Later in the book, the child is on a bus ride out to a retreat. The bus crashes, and his purpose is revealed. He's able to calmly get all of the children off the bus as it begins to fall into water, into a lake. And later, the child would pass away, and the other boy would find who his father was and then find his true father in another way. For a while, my mom had an optical shop growing up, and she had this really cool Norman Rockwell calendar. And it was so cool that we didn't replace it every year. Do you know what I mean? So the dates didn't line up quite right, but we really liked looking at the pictures, so we kind of kept it up. And I remember growing up looking at that and being there and just being enthralled by the detail and the beauty. Norman Rockwell and his art was able to capture what all of us sort of hoped for, what we might see as the perfect moments in our life. You know, being at the eye doctor, being at the Christmas pageant, being there at the market, being wherever you might be, there's all these paintings that sort of captures that moment and that scene. But part of the beauty of his paintings is that when you look a little closer, there's foolishness, and it's messy, and it's not quite as perfect as we might want it to be. Sometimes I think as we go through our life, we get those moments and those pictures. We get those Norman Rockwell moments in our lives when it sort of all looks like it's kind of supposed to, even though it's not really perfect. We get that moment where all the people around the table that we love, that place where, you know, somebody hits the home run or somebody does something just right, and we might grasp for that particular moment in our life. For some of us, it might be that you're holding on to those moments that once were. It might be that you're here to hear the story that we tell again tonight to bring comfort. Some of you might be finding that perfect moment even while you're here tonight or even in the next few days. I think sometimes we yearn for that. And I think of all that's going on in the world and all the difficulties that our nation has faced in the last couple of weeks, the tragedies and just our gut-wrenching feelings that are so deep inside of us, our need to do something, to act, to change, to not want what's happened. And yet we sort of cling to that moment. So take yourself back to that time so many years ago, Mary and Joseph journeying through a wilderness. John and others proclaiming that light is coming into the world. And as our story says in the Gospels, we hear that Jesus is brought to a place where there is no place for him. And he finds himself in an inn. And in our story, we find that he's in a place that no one would really think a child ought to be born, right? How many of you went to a stable if you had a child or were having a child? Anybody know anyone that's gone somewhere like that? Not usually our first choice. And there he is. There they are, Mary and Joseph, journeying, wondering, not sure of what's happening, being told that something important is happening, being told that they've been chosen to bring a child into life, dealing with the controversies of their families, all the things that would be happening. And yet in that moment, God comes into the world. Maybe it wasn't as perfect as it could be. Maybe the scene isn't exact. Maybe there's some foolishness to everything that's happening. And yet, as we hear in John's Gospel, which is our reading for the night, light comes into the world. Light comes into the world. Love comes into the world. And a change comes into the world through Jesus Christ. All of us gathered in this room proclaim a faith of Christ. We might argue a little bit about what all that means. We might have disagreements. We might have different understandings. And yet, this is the light and the life that we proclaim right now. If you've seen The Hobbit, or if you've read The Hobbit, there's a great little sentence or line or two. And I remember reading this as a child. You know, it wasn't a book first, right? You knew that. I remember reading it as a child and seeing a cartoon-like show that they used to have, and there's a moment when Gandalf says that to deal with great evil, it's not to have great power, but it's in the simple, kind acts between one person and another. It's in those simple acts that the light comes forth and the darkness is pushed back. Maybe this Christmas, that light is needed more than ever. Maybe we yearn for those moments. Maybe we yearn for that perfect Norman Rockwell painting in our life. Maybe we yearn for a moment that's already passed. And yet, aren't we like those boys in the prayer for Owen Meaning? Searching for our purpose. Wondering where we might be called to be. And yet, isn't our purpose laid out for us in each day of our life? You know, it's kind of funny. I don't always expect kind acts on Christmas Eve when you're shopping. And one of the traditions that I like to do is to save most of my Christmas shopping for the morning and early afternoon of Christmas Eve. I like to get out in the crowds and kind of get my mind off the services, and it's kind of part of the game to see if I can actually get it done before I have to get to church, you know, and see what's going to happen. And this lady was really nice to me today. I can't tell you what I was getting because my kids are here, and it would kind of throw it off. But I was there walking in a particular place, and she was walking this way, and I kind of smiled at her and said, Merry Christmas, and I said, are you getting it all done? She said, yeah, you're getting it all done, and that was kind of our exchange. When I got to the line, it was a really long line at this really great store where I was getting presents. And there we were. She was a little bit ahead of me, and she kind of scanning the crowd. She's looking at the crowd. She looks right at me, and she says, ah, you. She goes, I have a coupon I didn't use. Can you use it? It's $25 off. Hands it to me and walks away. She didn't really save the world. She didn't really do anything grand. Just sort of found me. We'd had a nice exchange for a moment. We'd smiled at each other in the busyness and the hecticness. And yet she found just a moment of kindness to share a little something that she had. Couldn't we share more in our lives? Couldn't we do more acts of kindness? Couldn't we be more like the light that we hear about tonight? I don't think the world really knew what was happening when Jesus was born. And yet when you hear the story time after time, person after person comes to him who have had no hope, who've had no joy, who are broken and hurting and cast out and alone, and he gives them light and love by loving them, by healing them, by giving to them. I hope your Christmas is happy. I hope your Christmas is merry. I hope that you can be the light to a very broken world. I hope that you can take the light and the joy that we hear of tonight to wherever you go. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's not just for one day. It's forever. Amen.